This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet provider from AVS Broadband and rely on the AVS Tech Team for your friendly, competent tech support at your home and business. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, the village of Fairgrove may be getting two new firemen to join their department. During the last village meeting, it was reported the two candidates were in the process of learning the ins and outs of being a firefighter. The candidates, who are junior and senior at the Tuscola Tech Center, are taking Center Fire Academy program. This is the second year the Tech Center has offered this program. Students in the program have the opportunity to earn 12 college credits towards a fire science degree from Delta College. The instructor of the program is supplied through cooperation with agreement in Delta College. When the students are finished their courses, work at the college, and they earn a Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 certificates. With these two certificates in hand, they are eligible for employment as a firefighter when they turn 18 years old. It was also reported at the meeting that the National Fire Incident Reporting System needs to be updated. Okay, well, you know, with SNAP programs not in great shape right now, nobody knows if they're going to get any benefits. I just read an article last hour that Dana Nessel says that there's going to be partial SNAP benefits given for the month of November, but she don't know how much. So in reference to that, there's some food banks that are helping people out. So this Thursday, November 6th, Positive Alternatives is going to have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. St. Paul Pigeon Food Pantry in Pigeon is going to be open from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley Food Pantry will be open from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. That's this Thursday, November 6th. This Saturday, November 8th, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association Food Pantry will be open from 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. And November 14th, which is on a Friday, a pop-up food pantry is going to be at the Cass City Elementary School at 11 a.m. So if you need help, please go out and get it. And here on County Treasurer, Deborah McCollum will be stepping down from her position on November 20th after a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in 2024's general election, says she's retiring early. During her tenure, she helped guide the county through financial challenges, including pension pressures, pandemic, inflation, and changes in state revenue sharing. Her successor will be appointed by a committee made up of County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Tim Rakowski, and Probate Judge Janine Ferris. The new treasurer will serve the remainder of McCollum's four-year term. McCollum's departure marks the end of a significant era in Huron County financial leadership as officials look to continue her focus on transparency and sound financial management. We'll be right back after this word.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Well, Bad Axe City officials are reviewing options for new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage. The council recently opened public discussion on several safety and security design considerations, including whether battery storage should be allowed in the basement or limited to outdoors installation, and whether outdoor wiring should be run through conduit for safety. Council members agreed that solar panels should be installed at least 3 foot off the roof to allow firefighters access to the system, should be designed to minimize visibility from the street. The city also considering a retainer system to ensure homeownership remains responsible for the maintenance, with responsibility and funds transferring if the property is sold. In addition, officials discussed the need for separate ordinance relating to short-term rentals, noting similar concerns about safety and accountability. The city will consult with the attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Department before drafting any final ordinances. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.